Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Now, last year, our next guest, Alan Granger, was looking for something to do to keep him occupied during lockdown. So we decided to write a book, but in the style of a relay race. Along with the other residents in his building, they started writing, and the result is not one, but two published novels, a third on the way. Not bad at 93 years of age. And the book is called Naked and Nina.
Naked and Nina. Should we just stop this conversation right here? Or do we want to keep going?
Alan is on the line right now to tell us all about it. Alan, how are you?
Very good. Pleased to meet you.
And you too. And congratulations on the book.
Yes, it's the second of us of the type we have done. It's been an interesting experiment.
With a third on the way. Had you never written a book before? And if not, why not?
No, I have written quite a number of books before myself.
Okay.
But I suppose that's what steered me in that direction. But to be honest, the majority of the other writers, there were 16 writers in this current book, Naked on Nina, that we're talking about. Those 16 writers, I don't think... Yes, maybe one of them only has written a book before. The others probably haven't done more than write a Christmas card.
Right. So, to people who don't know, explain the idea of how this book comes together.
Yeah, well, I have coined the term relay writing, and that quickly describes it, because it is like a relay race in a sense that I write the first chapter, and then I invited one of my neighbours, who said they'd be interested in having a go, to write the second chapter, having read mine. Then she passed on both chapters to the third person, who reads the two that have gone before and adds theirs, and so on down the line, till you get 16 chapters. And that's really all it is. It's like passing the baton, except in this case you're passing a text.
Yes, but I suppose it's interesting, because when a writer, and you'll know this from writing books, you know, writes the first chapter, it's because the writer has in his or her head a journey to go on and establishing characters and scenarios and everything, and you kind of
Absolutely.
Know where it's going. But obviously that's removed from you as the opening chapter writer.
I get as big a shock as anybody else when I see what comes out.
Yeah, and then the final chapter writer has to kind of wrap up 15 other ideas. I mean, is there a chance that the last chapter could end up being a book in itself by the time it ties up all the loose ends?
I have a novel way of dealing with that. The last chapter written by the 16th chapter, if you like, the 16th writer's effort, is then followed by the 17th chapter, and all the previous writers were invited to write a 17th chapter.
Oh, wow.
And we voted on it and picked one of them and used that for the book.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But then at the end of the book, a selection of the other ones that didn't get used have been put in for people to see alternative finishes, which, again, makes interesting reading.
Do you know what I can see this becoming is either a dramatic TV show or a movie? Because to think about the fact that, that you have this, like, you know, you've one writer who begins the story,
yes,
but then, you know, you've all these options all along the way, and then at the very end, you have, and because of the way technology works now, you could have multiple endings, and you just choose whichever one you want to go.
And of course, there are a massive number of traps on the way. For example, if the people who are writing their chapter, say someone's writing chapter 11, if they don't carefully read the chapters that have gone before, they may well introduce a character or kill someone who's already dead.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And
we've had some amusing incidents like that to resolve.
How did the title Naked in Nina come about?
Well, I have connections in Nina. It's a town that I like very much. I also like alliterations. So Naked in Nina sound quite a good idea, because it starts off when a newspaper delivery boy going to collect the week's money from his customer finds her dead and naked at the bottom of her garden.
Right.
Mm.
She lives just in Nina. So that all the action takes place in and around Nina, Toomevara, Temple Moor, Gary Kennedy, etc.
And coincidentally, that was actually Dave's Instagram handle for a while.
Naked in Nina. Yeah, I had to get rid of it. It was misleading for a start.
but Alan, tell us about your life. What, you're 93 years old now.
I am, yes.
Well, give us the brief Alan Granger bio then.
Well, I'm an Englishman, as you may have guessed from my accent, and I came here in 1954, sent on a mission by a company, a London company I was working for, who were opening up a small factory here, and they needed someone to get things started. So I was sent over. I was a young man, but I was sent over to get it started, and I was given 6 weeks to get things rolling and to find someone to take over, and then I was to return to London. In fact, I never went back. It just, I got here, the business started to grow. I couldn't seem to get away from it to get back to London, and then in the end, I didn't want to. I suppose that might have had something to do with the fact that in the meantime, I'd met an Irish girl.
I was just about to ask that question.
And we're married for 60-odd years now.
And so when did you start writing books?
Well, that's another strange thing. I never wrote a word of anything other than a sort of technical report until I retired. And not long after I retired, I started traveling. And I've traveled all over the world. And when I came back from one of the travels, I think one of the first ones, I was in South America and Peru in particular. But my wife and I went to live in a hut in the rainforest, in the Amazonian rainforest. And when I came back, I was asked if I would like to talk to the local school children, tell them about our adventure in South America, which I did. And someone heard I'd done that and asked me would I speak somewhere else, and then somewhere else, and then it got on to doing it for Rotary clubs. And I'm coming out of one of the clubs one of the day, having delivered my little entertainment, and the fellow said to me, "That's a big bunch of notes you have in your hand there. You should turn it into a book." And I thought, well, that's a damn good idea.
Mm.
So I did turn it into a book, and that was my first book. It's called The Tree That Walked, and it's about the adventures of two old age pensioners who should have known better, who go off and live in this damn hut in the jungle.
True to life.
And then on, I quite enjoyed writing it. So then the next year we didn't, instead of going to South America, my wife thought it was too hot where we were down, and it was 110 degrees, 110 humidity.
Wow.
Couldn't be right. 100% humidity, anyway, and 42 degrees. She said, can we go somewhere cooler? So we went to the Arctic.
Well, you're really taking two extremes, don't you?
I'm quite interested in the finding of gold. So
nice.
I had to spend part of the time up on the Yukon following up the gold miners from the Klondike gold rush.
Yes.
So my second book became a story of the gold rush, not so much about getting gold, but about getting there, because with all the problems of having how you got there. So that was the second one. And then somehow or other I drifted into novels about family sagas and things. And then I wrote one of them. A detective came into the story, and I liked his character, and I developed him. So I've written since then only detective stories.
Okay. And there are a lot of 93-year-olds who aren't blessed with the clarity of mind that you have. What do you think is the secret to keeping yourself sharp?
Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
Right.
In what sense?
Well, your body tells you what you can do. Your mind tells you what you can do. Your common sense tells you what you can do. Just do it like that. I don't do any exercising. I don't do any like that because my body doesn't tell me I need it. My brain needs exercising, and I give it plenty by writing books.
Mm. And in your 10th decade now, do you think the world has gotten better as you've passed from the 30s and the 40s and all the way through the 20th century and into the 21st century?
I'll answer that in a strange way. The next book we're bringing out is a book of memoirs, short story memoirs. And on one of them, the title is "There's Nothing Good About the Good Old Days."
Right.
Well, what happened in the old days seems good in retrospect, but it wasn't particularly good then, or relatively any better than it is now.
Okay.
I think we're living in a good period. I know it's at the moment the COVID is dominating our lives, but outside that, I think we're living in a relatively good period. I see a bad one coming up, mind you, with things going wrong with the climate, but that's neither here nor there.
Mm. Yeah, well, they do say that, technically speaking, the world has never been safer. Like, it's very unlikely that the, you know, the lads from Toomavara are just going to come up the road and attack everyone in Nina.
It's still, they would have done in the past.
On club final day, they might. I know what you mean. Alan, it is a pleasure to talk to you. We look forward to reading the book Naked and Nina and the new one that's coming out, as you said, the memoirs one as well. There's so much happening, and we're honoured to have a chat with you this morning. Thank you very much.
And it's a pleasure speaking to you. Okay.
Take care, Alan. Bye,
Alan. Goodbye, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
What a tremendous person to have a conversation with. 93-year-old Alan Granger, the author and man behind the new book that you can buy, by the way, Naked and Nina, on oldconnaughthouse.ie or from Amazon. It's available on Kindle as well. So it is called Naked in Nina. So if you'd like to do something and support Alan and everything else that he talked about, then you can have a go and buy that.
You should go back to that on Instagram. I think it really suited you.
What?
Naked and Nina.
Yeah, yeah.
This Dave Today FM thing. It's had its day.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.